This is the painting Galatea, which literally means "She who is milk white," by Raffaello Sanzio, or Raphael, 1512 fresco in the Villa Farnesina in Rome. The commission was part of a schema for the very wealthy Sienese banker Agostino Chigi, a.k.a. Il Magnifico, purportedly the richest man in Rome, patron of art and literature. Chigi was treasurer to Pope Julius II. The setting then, the villa they'd acquired by the Farnese later in 1577, from whom it takes its name, Farnesina, to distinguish it from the Palazzo Farnese on the other side of the River Tiber in Rome. The villa was nicknamed Viridario, which means Roman pleasure garden in Latin. The villa was known for its hedonism and partying, ribald scenes, often with Raphael as guest, and the decadence is shown through the fact that the table silver was thrown into the Tiber by guests over the end of a party, but apparently caught in a net below the water surface and retrieved the very next day. So, opulent show. Villa was later acquired by the Farnese family, as we said. Fresco is in an open loggia which overlooks the River Tiber, and the scene in this picture is meant to reflect the view over the river from the loggia. The narrative then, the ancient Greek legend of Galatea and the carved of ivory by King Pygmalion of Cyprus. He'd fallen in love with the statue as he could find no other amorous suitor. Aphrodite then gave it life and they had a daughter and named it Paphos. The classical legend is there, therefore, with the Sicilian sea nymph Galatea, one of 50 sea nymphs, purportedly. She was the daughter of Poseidon and loved a handsome peasant shepherd youth called Arcas, but was herself vainly pursued by Polyphemus the Cyclops. The monstrous Cyclops sat on a promontory on a hill in Sicily, overlooking the sea, playing a pastoral love song to her on his pipe of 100 reeds. She, though, fled with Arcas, having been discovered together by Polyphemus, who was shown in the fresco to the left of this piece by a different artist, Del Piombo. Polyphemus threw a boulder in rage, which killed Arcas, and his blood was transformed into a river by a distraught Galatea, a river then bearing his name, Arcas, or Acinius, which is at the base of Mount Etna. The moment chosen here, though, is her apotheosis, where she is glorified to divine level or status. The subject, her chariot, is a cockle shell, for it probably linked to pilgrimage and obviously Venus, with paddles, is drawn by four dolphins yoked together and driven by Palaemon, who was the son of Heracles. Strange paddle wheels, apparently, though, they are accurate in the sense that in the 14th century these had been used to propel ships. She is surrounded by a throng of sea creatures, nereids and tritons, half man, half fish, who blow their conch shells, horns rather, as marine deities as they are, and the hippogriff, a horse eagle, the swimming putto at the bottom of the scene, possibly Cupid, also hippocampi, mythological seahorses, and amoretti, cupids or putti, merman and so forth. The putti have bows and arrows aimed at her, one of which is hidden in a sort of cheeky fashion. So generally, though, more light-hearted subject matter of a pagan spirit. Luxurious eroticism thus suited the pleasure-loving millionaire patron. Her body is possibly based on Impera Cognati, a Chigi's lover and courtesan, but possibly, though, Raphael stated, just an ideal beauty in his eyes. So it may not be specifically her, just a generic beauty. Sources for this, then, Angelo Poliziano's verse inspired it with his stanze per la Giostra. There's a reference in that to acorns, and this links to the Della Rovere family, which Chigi himself was linked to. La Giostra, or the Carousel, is a work by the poet Poliziano, who was tutor to the Medici and one of the great pan-European intellectuals of the age. But further to that, we have Oppian's Halicutica, a 3rd century epic on fishing, and this gives us the subject for certainly the dolphins. Inspiration from wall paintings and Ovid's Metamorphoses, the figures though, the movement, the torsion, the dynamism, encounter, clockwise movement and so forth, expressive, proto-mannerist, contrapposto. The fuller-bodied figures in spiral motion, probably inspired by Michelangelo's slave sculptures. Galatea's pose, though, is based on Leonardo da Vinci's Leda and the Swan drawing, but possibly also a more ribald scene based on Botticelli's Birth of Venus overall. The form, or the vigorous contrapposto of Galatea herself, twist, torsion, counter movement, interest in the human body, nude anatomy typical of the old masters. The MTP, or the sea, has traces of Egyptian blue as opposed to lapis, and possibly to link it to the Tiber because it's a continuation vista wise. Fresco technique, of course, and associated vocab of that. Composition, masterful compositional symmetry has been orchestrated with triangle pyramidal forms, times two at least. The vanishing point is probably on her head, but also have this axial composition or star-shaped configuration just off-center. Meaning or symbolism, a particular detail of a dolphin biting an octopus is cited as evidence of Raphael's or his patron's specific knowledge of an ancient source, thus erudition humanism, and it comes from Oppian's Haliutica, a didactic epic about fishing from the 3rd century AD. Dolphin represents love. It was the lord of the sea, just as the eagle is of the sky or the lion of the earth. The octopus, though, lust, on account of its propensity to have sex until they die exhausted, perhaps like Raphael himself, who died after passionate lovemaking at the young age of 37. They also take their prey under and drown it, and it's seen as a sort of violent lust. So possibly then, because the dolphin is grace, etc., and majesty, the octopus is not, could be a symbolic reflection of the amorous advantages of the bestial suitor, Cyclops, where love overcomes lust. So the whole narrative sequence in general here. An extra thought then, in the villa, and near the top of one wall, there is a remarkable monochrome fresco study of a young man. It is actually executed in charcoal, and it's been attributed to Michelangelo. And according to legend, Michelangelo, who was obviously a fierce rival of Raphael, snuck into the Villa Farnesina to check on his progress when the artist was gone, and it was speculated that Michelangelo drew the portrait during his break-in.